In the beginning, the very beginning, there was nothing. There was no Tira, there was no time. There was no light, and there was no shadow. There was no reason, and there was no dream. No order, and no chaos, no life, and no death. There was no fire, no ice, no stone, and no lightning. This is the state of void, the serene stillness of the beginning of all things. Lord Kronos opened his hourglass eyes and saw nothing, and he knew it would not remain that way for long. He wound up the great metronome, the origin of the pulse felt throughout all things. He tore open the belly of the void, and many things came out. There was stone, it became the ground. There was lightning, and it became the sky. There was ice, and that became the water, and there was fire, and that became the warmth. There was blood, and it came down and became life on Tira. Lord Kronos reached deep into the universe's belly and delivered the infant dragons, the first beings. They came into the world screaming, roaring, breathing gouts of pure flame, pure lightning, sheets of pure ice, and storms of pure stone. "You shall be the first, and you shall be the last," said Lord Kronos. He let the blood on his hands drip down onto the great metronome at the center of all things. It accepted the blood and continued to tick back and forth, creation, destruction, creation, destruction. And for a long time, the dragons ruled. There was little else on Tira, and at the time, they were full of its essence. They were beings of primal magic, of the first form. Masters of the land and sky, of oceans and mountain, they reveled in their complete power. And, after many years, the dragons noticed that they were changing. For a while, they'd get bigger and bigger. But after so many ticks of the great metronome, after thousands of summers and winters, they started to get weaker and weaker. Angrily, one dragon, a strong dragon named Ralgoth, decided to confront Lord Kronos on high. He flew up to the mountain, where there was a shrine. When he could fly no more, he walked, and when he could walk no more, he crawled. Lord Kronos sat on a throne, listening to the tick of the clock. "What is happening to us?" he asked. "My father, Nyxandas, is failing, falling. His scales have grown soft, his claws have become dull, his joints are growing sore, and his mind is becoming frayed. He was once one of the proudest and strongest. Now he is weak and needs care." "Nyxandas was the first to enter this world," said Lord Kronos, simply. "He has been around for a very long time. Now he is getting old. It is not my will that you would live forever. All things must die. All things must grow old and be replaced by the young. In time, death will come for your father. Death will come with his sickle and prune Nyxandas from the tree of life. His blood is the oil which runs the great metronome. From nothing he has come, and to nothing he must return." "Does that mean we will all suffer the same fate?" asked Ralgoth. "That I too will die?" "You will die when it is your time," said Lord Kronos. "Your life will end in time, and the Age of Dragons will end in time." Ralgoth, his mind a firestorm, went back to his father, who now slept for most of the year. Ralgoth looked at the old dragon, his chest slowly rising and falling. Each breath was like the tick of the great metronome, each tick closer to death. Angrily, Ralgoth took off and sounded the call of a gathering. He flew as far as the eye could see, summoning his brethren. The first great gathering of dragons was well attended. They gathered at the cauldron of the mountains. As they flew in, the sky was dark. Ralgoth stood in the center and addressed the dragons, who gathered for miles in the natural amphitheater. They knew what this was about. Many others had seen their loved ones, and themselves, suffering under the yoke of age. "Why?" they called out. "Why is he doing this to us?" Some of the older dragons had already died. Many were feeling the atrophy of age already. Even the young dragons feared the sickle of death looming in the distance. "Lord Kronos himself is responsible for our malaise. He is causing us to wither and die with the passing of time." A silver voice called out from the hills. "Why, Ralgoth? Why does he do this to us?" Ralgoth's voice boomed. "He is jealous of our power, our vitality. Or perhaps he fears it. He needs our death blood to run the great metronome, an engine designed to wither us and drag us down to the grave." "The tyrant of the hourglass seeks to take our reign," said Ralgoth, spreading his wings, furious. "How are our lives retired? With weakness. How are we rewarded for our vitality? With death! Kronos will seize our bodies and our minds." The dragons murmured amongst themselves, incited. A bronze voice called out from the hills. "We can stop him!" Chatter spread through the gathering. They were angry, united. The dragons would confront Lord Kronos, and they would make him stop the clock from winding down. If he did not do as they asked, they would kill him and drink his blood. The dragon's murmur became a growl, became a roar, became a chant. We are the rulers, and we are the way. We are the rulers, and we are the way. A shadow passed over the center of the valley. The voices hushed as the great dragon Nyxandas, awake after his year of slumber, descended. Nyxandas, Ralgoth's father, was the oldest of the dragons, the first to be delivered from the void. He had no eyes, and the teeth in his jaw were sharp gemstones. On his wings were patterns which formed elaborate knots. He alighted on a stone, and his aged voice roared, "A battle is coming!" The dragons fell silent, listening to the aged worm. I felt myself on the edge of death. I had found a mountain which was to be my gravestone, and a chasm which was to be my grave. I lay there, dying, and a revelation came to me. Serpentine whispers snaked through the crowd. Ralgoth spread his wings, flexing his muscles, and the crowd fell silent again. Nyxandas continued, Once a millennium, the great metronome begins to slow and must be wound back up. It is at this point where time is weakest, and he may be slain. Our mother, the great nameless void, is seeking to swallow Lord Kronos. She will slay him and defeat him, but she needs our help. If we unite, we may overthrow him. We could live without age, without time. We could be the great lords. The dragons went wild. They bellowed and cheered and tossed up great stones in the earth. They ignited the trees and froze the lakes. The ground shook and the sky cracked. They took to the air and flew in a great spiral, a hurricane of dragons. At the eye of the storm was Ralgoth, the champion. Ralgoth would lead them into the battle of time. Ralgoth watched his kin fly around him, his wings spread with pride. He watched as they spiraled upwards in a great column. When they had reached the top of the dragon storm, they began to descend, spiraling downwards. The flight of dragons blocked out the sun. Ralgoth roared, and in his roar, he privately heard the crack of age. Some of the dragons would not join Ralgoth. Content to die of old age, they flew to the corners of Tira and went to sleep, hoping they would awake when the others had failed in their foolish crusade. Ralgoth spit at them. You fools! You cowards! You think you can outwait time? You will awaken in your own graves! Ralgoth flew swiftly, a flight of dragons behind him. Today was the day. At midnight, the metronome would be at its slowest, and Lord Kronos would be at his weakest. They flew towards the highest mountain, where it was said there was a shrine to Lord Kronos. As they climbed higher, the air became too thin to fly. The dragon's great wings beat uselessly in the thin air. Ralgoth landed, the army of dragons behind him. They climbed their way up to the sheer mountain, up past the snow line, up past the clouds, into the black night, finally arriving at the top. There was a great white building, taller than even the dragons. Within it, there was a great hallway leading to a throne room. There were statues of many things there, of dragons, of monsters, and of strange little beings which the dragons could not identify, things with pointed ears, or green-skinned creatures with protruding lower tusks. As the dragons marched, Lord Kronos' guardians poured down from the hallway. The guards were powerful, and they fell on the dragons with pole arms and scourges. The guardians blew the sands of time, and the worms who inhaled it atrophied and withered and rotted and crumbled, a skeleton. The dragons fought back with their breath and their claws, their tails and their jaws. Ralgoth alone managed to press through the battle and charged into the throne room. There, he saw the corners of a great machination, large gears and cogs turning slowly, their teeth grinding all creation, their sprockets twisting all destruction. At the center of the great metronome was Lord Kronos, winding up that which had wound down. Kronos! Hissed Ralgoth. Now you will know the stillness of oblivion! Kronos turned to face the dragon. Ralgoth squinted. The icon of time was both here and elsewhere. In some invisible realm, he battled the morass of the void. Ralgoth saw the icon, waist-deep in a great ocean of nothing, slowly being engulfed by non-existence. The void of corruption battled time and the elements in the first elemental war. Ralgoth seized this opportunity and charged. Kronos stepped forward, and his strength was like a hurricane. The two battled, landing many great blows on each other. The blood of the dragon and the blood of the icon covered the floor of the great shrine, and even as they battled, Kronos battled unseen forces, struggling to remain standing as the tide of void tried to swallow him, to carry him back to nothing. It is a tide that one can only stand against if they remain completely serene and motionless. As Kronos put his heart into his battle with Ralgoth, he began to slip, began to falter. The dragon sunk his teeth into Kronos' heart and drunk in his blood. Ralgoth's eyes went wide as images flickered in his head. Ralgoth's birth, his life, and his death at the hands of Kronos all passed in but a moment. Struck by the futility of his battle, Ralgoth shuddered. Kronos rose above the dragon and pinned him to the ground, his hand wrapped around the worm's neck. Kronos squeezed, choking, strangling, wrenching the breath out of Ralgoth. As death came with his sickle to claim the dragon, Kronos spoke. "Here lies Ralgoth," said the Time Lord, the metronome ticking slowly in the background. "Greatly he failed, but greatly he dared. And so it is that the Age of Dragons will end, and time will conquer nothing." And so it was that the eyeless weeping Nyxandas, the first dragon, was the first father to outlive his son.